Welcome back, Talking Animals, to the best podcast that you know. Because if you are lucky enough to be one of the 10 people that listen to our show, then you know that there ain't nothing else out there that you can listen to and enjoy more. Talking Animals podcast, where we discuss the hottest of topics from wildly different perspectives. And we're not going to let you down once again today because we have a guest on. You know, we like to do an interview anytime we get an opportunity. And we got one with a wildly different perspective that's coming on today. I'm going to let her introduce herself. Go ahead, introduce yourself.
Hey, y'all. It's Simone. Whoa. One of your favorite y'all mad at me today.
Simone says she coming to stir the pot up. You know, she's one of our most active members in our Facebook group, and you know that's our baby. Now, make sure y'all check us out on IG, Twitter, too, and Snapchat. However, Facebook, again, is our baby. Over 2,000 members now. Hey, if you ain't on there, then you're missing out. As a matter of fact, if you are on there, tell the rest of the people in the group to listen to the show, too. But
and we up to 100, too, by the way. I need to talk about 10. We've been averaging 100 for like 3 years now.
True. That is true. You know, I exaggerate. I exaggerate. Because
exaggerate up.
Yeah, it's true.
Lie.
True. You're right. I guess it's my somewhat disappointment because I feel like our listenership should be at least almost equal to our Facebook group, which is over 2,000.
So hey, we gotta treat like the rappers and R&B singers. They be having 20 million followers and they do 50,000 units in a week. We gotta treat it like that.
Mm, you know what? That's a good point.
You know the mob fickle.
Yeah, that's a good point. I guess we need to get to 20 million
exactly.
Facebook members.
Exactly. Right. Precisely.
Yeah, you have any one playing no more. Of course, y'all know that other voice that's busy. It's me, Lee. We ain't gonna waste no more time. We're gonna hop right into it. Today, we wanna along with Simone, we wanna talk about something that continues to be a hot topic, right? We want to talk about getting flued out. And I can't believe I just said it, you know, getting flued out. Because I remember when that girl from City Girl said it, and I was like, oh, she sound dumb. But then they marketed, rebranded, and all of a sudden, she's not an idiot no more. She's a genius and made money off of it.
Catch you, right?
Yeah, whatever. But, you know, in specific, you know, something, you know, there was a post in our Facebook group, which, again, our baby. Friend took a girl on vacation. He tried to smash. Couldn't. She had a headache the next night. You know, and then basically flew the girl out, you know, out the country. She didn't want to smash. So he was like, you got to find your own way back. You know, and it was a lot of people that thought that the dude was an asshole. But we've seen a lot of examples of this. Future did something similar, and everybody got ganged up on Future. But Simone says she got perspective, and she wants people to hear about it. So what you think about it, Simone?
If you gonna agree to go anywhere with some dude, and y'all supposed to be fucking, bitch, you better give up the goddamn pussy. Point blank. I would have done more than just left her ass up there.
I mean, what more can you do?
I mean, he flying girls out. May as well fly out a homegirl to beat her ass, too. I mean, I just don't understand.
Shit, he ain't had too much luck flying one out to get some goods from. The ass woman might have got her ass beat.
Yeah.
Hey, call me. Fly me out. And I give you some ass. Like,
where they flew at?
I just don't.
Where they flew at? What country they
flew? I don't know.
What country they flew to?
So I guess what was the argument? Like people saying that, you know, she wasn't entitled to, and you know, the norm.
The norm.
Basically saying, you know, just because you expecting ass don't mean you're supposed to get ass. And I don't feel like that. Like, you're not finna gas me up all throughout these conversations we having and shit like that. We planning shit. And then all of a sudden comes the day and ain't nothing finna pop off. Like, I would be mad at that.
And this shit, this in particular, the dude was like, the girl actually told him that she wasn't feeling him. Now see, normally in these situations, I somewhat agree. Like, you're never entitled to some ass, bro. You're never entitled. That's not your body, right? I do feel like if I fly you out, then you understand the expectations that I'm expecting to fuck. Now, I do feel that.
You can't get mad if I try.
Yeah, exactly. But now, let somebody fly you out and then you tell them that you ain't feeling them, to me, that's a whole nother level. So it ain't like, not only you ain't gonna fuck, but I don't even like you. Oh, no.
Right. Like, why are you here? Why did you agree to this? And I don't believe all of a sudden on day two, you don't feel good. Your ass knew exactly what the fuck you was doing when you got on that plane or whatever. And went where y'all went.
That's the age old lie. You know, every dude done heard that at some time or another. I got a headache.
Yeah. He gonna send her for a massage and then switch rooms and cancel the flight. Oh.
What he say?
He said he gonna send her for a massage. While she go, he gonna switch rooms and then cancel the flight home.
Everybody know if sex is supposed to release endorphins anyway to help with headaches. So if anybody tell you got a headache, I don't know if it always works or not. I don't know, but usually people do not use that excuse because it's like counterproductive to your argument. Like, you got a headache? Oh, well, we got something that can cure that naturally. God gave it to us.
That's how I know she been bullshitting on that damn situation, because it done been plenty of times I had a headache and instead of going to the medicine cabinet, I went right to my toy box. Let me go ahead and release this shit and get rid of this headache. Man, so I know that shit was some bullshit.
Like casting out demons.
I ain't even feel my motorcycle wreck after. Yeah, I was banned.
Motorcycle wreck.
Broken. Stroking to the ease. Stroking to the wedding. That goddamn payment went relentless. I had to pay my ass on somebody, goddamn.
Hey, like you said a couple weeks ago, that shit cure everything but COVID.
Motherfucker talking about eating the ass stop COVID. That's a goddamn lie. I would have loved to eat some ass to get rid of that shit. God damn. Like a motherfucker.
Wait a minute, you had COVID?
Wait, bulldogs eat
mayonnaise? Nah, I heard that shit on like a meme though, and I just been saying it ever since.
Why? Where's the relevance in that? Why did somebody make that up?
I don't know. But
I was like, that's like a thing.
I would imagine it's intense though.
Oh, that makes sense. Maybe talk about, you know, if they were to eat mayonnaise, how they would look doing.
Yeah.
Face probably flapping around and shit.
Like a bulldog eat mayonnaise.
That makes sense.
Bruh. But listen, though, back to did y'all read the rest of that?
I didn't read it. I need y'all to educate me, bro. I ain't read it.
Bruh, let me, you know what? Let's have story time right quick. This shit is funny, dog. So I told you, you know, he was like too sick or whatever, blah blah, and he said he gonna send her for the massage, or whatever. First of all, he said his friend that he texted said, "I told you about all that power tricking you be doing." First of all, that's hilarious. That's a nice fucking power trick.
That's a really nice term.
That is a good
power term, tricking.
Bro. Yeah, but anyway, dude, like let the streets cover a tab, you know. The friend texts back, "Bruh, don't you got like 7 days there?" He was like, "Yeah, that give her 5 days to figure out how the hell she getting home." the friend like, "Don't even call me." He said he dropped the story in the Facebook group, see the responses. But it says, "A word, if anyone talking slick, then ask them will they be sending donations out. So otherwise, I suggest they shut the fuck up before I take their mama on a vacation next." So then, the shit continues. I guess he hit the friend back and he said, "Yeah, I talked to her and explained that if she didn't want to give up the cheeks, why did she come? She said that she is grateful for this trip, but it doesn't entitle me to sex from her. And if that's an issue, she doesn't mind paying for her room tonight. But it like, shit, it's $570 a night. Ooh. I know she ain't got it, but I told her that would be best. He said, I hope she got that Title V and plane money. He said, bitch, love that independent flex until the check comes. So the friend like, shit, well, keep me updated. But it said, she headed to the front desk now. I'm calling the front desk to take her name off of my room's account. They ain't going to breakfast. She gave me my room key back trying to be sassy. She better hope they take Black Girl Magic as payment. Or baby gonna be taking IG pics in the lobby. All the
time. He said she gonna be taking IG pics in the lobby. Yeah. I gotta go read this post. I missed out. I ain't gonna lie, I thought that shit was boring, so I ain't read it.
Bro, this shit hilarious, dog. I looked over it too. My man texted her over back. He said, hey, I'm eating, but I'm gonna go take a peek when I go to the bathroom. And then he texted me, he said, declined. So his friend said, oh damn, are you gonna save her? But it said, fuck, I look like a Power Ranger.
I'm a power tricker, motherfucker. Yeah.
Said she looked like she taking everyone she can for the fun. I'm going to the bar and see if some white man's daughter need a black experience. then he back later, he was like, hey, it's like 50 minutes later, he like, she brought her ass over to the bar and told me she apologized for getting an attitude earlier and she understands my position. I told her we talked about sex and sightseeing and I'm not here to force anything on her. I wish her the best. Told her and said for her to catch the boat back to find a cheap flight. But he was like, she looked all sad, but it's not my problem anymore. I'll cancel the flight when I get upstairs. But that was now she blocked.
Hey, I like his stance on that. How he said, "I'm not trying to," because I was a little worried there for a second. I'm like, "Damn, bro, he sound a little aggressive." But I like the fact that he said, "We talked about this, and I'm not trying to force anything on you. Just say like, hey, I ain't trying to force nothing on you, but this is why I flew you over here because you told me we were gonna do the thing."
They talked about sex. I like his stance too, bro. The fact that they talked about sex. Like he said, we talking about sex and sightseeing. If that was the case, I can't blame him for expecting it. And then also too, I'm like you, BZ. He did, even though it sounds petty, and it probably was. He did take the high road. He like, nah, I ain't forcing nothing on you. I don't want it to be like that. You can go ahead and catch that boat.
Hey, it's Niggy, and y'all might be tired of hearing me talk, you know, because I'm typically hosting the show. But I got something else I want to say, and I need y'all to listen. During the quarantine, which was for me like about 3 months, your boy gained a lot of weight. And if you listen to the show, you already know I'm fat. Like, but I got like extra fat during the quarantine. So I knew I had to do something. And FNX Fit was just the right thing at just the right time to help me overcome the weight that I gained during quarantine. And they provide premier health supplements that are designed to help athletes, which, you know, I used to be one of those, but it also is for people starting their fitness journey, like kind of like myself right now. So you get to have something of quality that you can trust without any extra fillers. And for those of you that don't know what extra fillers are, that's just like that stuff that you can't pronounce that are in like your supplements that you really don't want because you just want your supplement to do what you're buying it to do so that you can get the best results. And that's what the products of FNX Fit do for you. You get the boost you need or the results that you're looking for without having to worry about all kinds of extra stuff being in your body and getting those things that you don't want. And right now, you can look for the products to help you in your fitness journeys by using our referral link, which you'll see listed with our podcast. Using their referral links or the promo code FNXTA podcast to get 15% off right now. So make sure you hit it up, use the link or use the promo code to get that 15% off. Let us know what you think of the products. I think you're going to be happy again. You're getting the result with all the other extra. Again, this is Niggy. I'm out of here. Make sure y'all check us out.
That's real. So, you know, now she went back basically trying to give up the cheek so she has somewhere to stay.
Hey.
Buddy like, nah.
He can at least fly back, though. If you, hey, if you want to flex on a flex right, fly back. you know, let the story go viral, let everybody
absolutely not. Now you... Bitch, you better swim back for all I care, goddamn.
Yeah, exactly,
imagine, bro. You know, me and Beezy, we agree a lot, bro. But I'm actually gonna go with Lauren and Simone, dog. Like, hell no, no.
Hey,
hell
could no. you could hey, you look, imagine?
She broke the agreement.
Could you imagine the amount of work that you would never have to put in again if you were a gentleman and flew her back and told that story too? Like, yeah, I was power tricking and they didn't work out, but I flew her back home, you know. I learned my lesson.
Because the same amount of women that's going to be on him for being a gentleman is the same amount of women that's going to be lining up to be like, shit, if you would have flew me out there for 7 days, I would have been able to
cheat. Anal.
Yeah, exactly. Asshole. Oh. Say what so, bro, nah, he would have got the same result, or gonna get the same result, because it's gonna be just as many women that understand that he got enough money to pay for a room that's $570 a night, plus the plane ticket, plus the boat
God ride. From Zion,
and they're gonna be like,
they're gonna be like, oh,
all I gotta do is
I'm gonna tell you, bro. In the last 4 years, I done traveled a lot of different places, man. I took a lot of flights. And I ain't stayed a motherfucking place yet that be $570 a night.
I would probably stay in some exclusive damn rich people.
Got
view.
To be rich, bro.
What that island called? The Fiji Islands, where you could, like, you sleeping above water?
Yeah, you got to be like Bora Bora.
That's it.
Shit.
Yeah, it got to be.
Yeah. Fiji got some too.
Yeah, cause ain't no motherfucking way. Number one, $500 gonna be my whole trip. Mm-hmm. So y'all better be lucky. Better feel lucky for motherfucking doing that shit. Fuck around with me, you know. Like what Young Buck say, have a baby by me, baby, be a millionaire. I said it once. I said it again. You have a baby by me, you'll be on welfare, bitch. Don't fuck around. He take you to Bora Bora. I'm finna take you to Comfort and Sweet. Oh, and we going to Red Lobster and going to see a movie.
The room door gonna be inside or outside?
Man, we're gonna have to go inside.
Okay.
We have to go inside because you know COVID. And I ain't trying to catch that shit again.
you know how people feel about them outside entry motel rooms.
Oh, yeah. Anywho, but yeah, I stayed in. Couple of them motherfuckers, man. Like, I ain't gonna stunt though. I know where they're coming from the bottom. So if I was a female, I probably wouldn't trip as much as y'all do. Like, oh, it got to be this, it got to be that. You know? Cause sometimes, man, you miss out on good guys because of that. Man, you know, fellas have to come up sometimes.
I mean, I just don't get why, you know, if you were talking about that type of stuff with him, like, what changed? I mean, oh, maybe she really was sick. Maybe she got COVID and she's trying to save his ass.
No.
She was not sick. Her ass was not feeling him like that before they went, and she wanted a free trip. Exactly, and her ass got finessed.
She probably didn't realize.
And that's what the fuck she get.
She thought he had that shit on one of them hotels.com where he had to stack his rooms up and he get the free night.
She probably thought this year about $102.
Hell yeah.
I bet when they told her
He's like, if it's a problem, you know, I could pay for my own room at night. He like, I bet. She go up to the lobby.
She should have been
start off with. I'm gonna go ahead and pay for my own night. All right, ma'am, that'd be
$572.80.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Now I will say this though, she is very glad that he didn't force himself onto her. And in situations like that, and it might be bad to say, but I don't give a fuck because I'm a victim of sexual abuse and all that shit too. It's just some situations you shouldn't be in as a female. And you shouldn't have took your ass over there if you wasn't feeling.
And I would.
Point. And that's why I don't understand with the responses in that group. Because, yeah, he might have been petty and all that shit. And he ain't a grown man this and Liam that and whatever. Hold these bitches accountable for the situation they be putting themselves in. Your ass shouldn't have been over there. And now you're stuck.
I don't like when people, like, just try to take advantage of shit like that either. I just I mean, you can go and trip. Like, it's dudes that'll fly you out without wanting anything. So why not look for those dudes? Like, you talking to this
right?
Dude, it's like you literally finessed him. Like, you talked to him
exactly.
You know, are we gonna sightsee and sex it up, and then you get over there like, nah, my head hurting.
Hey guys, this is Lamp with the Talking Animals. And have you ever planned a vacation and your friend that was supposed to watch your dog canceled on you? What about a family emergency and you needed a last minute pet sitter? Whether you're working long days or nights, traveling for business, out of town on vacation, or faced with a last minute emergency, your pet always has a home away from home with Champ Strong Kennels. They offer pet daycare, overnight boarding, and other pet care services. They even sell pet-themed apparel and pet items like bowls and mats on their site. You can find them on Facebook and Instagram at Champ Strong LLC, or visit their website at www.champstrongllc.com. Tell them the Talking Animal sent you, and make sure to use the promo code TAPODCAST to get 15% off when booking with Champ Strong Kennels.
I broke my ankle. I broke right. My back last night. It's
fine. But in
my back, it's, my back is broken.
My back is broken. What part of it is spinal?
I broke my back.
But bro, I mean, one thing I will say,
and
he's stupid.
Can't put all the blame on her.
Wow, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Because one thing he do need to be held responsible for is one thing. Like, even though she was already talking about fucking, you haven't yet. Like, and you know, it wasn't no. I don't know, bro. I just
see now you sound like you starting to inch back over to my side, bro.
Go
ahead and pay for that flight back.
I'm not definitely not there at all. I still feel feel like I'm okay with how he reacted, and I think it's funny. I just don't like the fact that he took somebody that he ain't smashed before, and that he clearly didn't know that well. He might have thought he knew or whatever, but he ain't know that well. All the way to another country.
Like, it ain't tricking if you got it.
Yeah. And he might got dogs. He might got a lot of money.
He got to have a lot.
No,
that's no doubt.
I wouldn't even got one.
I've never been on that level in my lifetime. I'm never going to be on that level in my lifetime because I'm married. Now, I was married now. So I'm never going to be on that level in my lifetime. But tricking on my level, you know, back in the day, I used to just walk up to a female. Can we say females? I don't know where we can use. I forgot they don't like certain words.
We don't like certain words.
Not you. Really? Other motherfuckers in the group.
Did you miss that?
Oh, that's okay. I'm about wrong. To say because Lord,
where people was mad about the word. I think it was female. Was it female? I don't know. A lady. Yeah. Lady. Let's go with lady. So
no, because they ain't ladies either. I ain't finna give them that.
I don't know. I didn't think female was derogatory, but I'm gonna say lady. I'm gonna say lady.
Women's.
I think that's chivalrous.
I'm glad.
Hell, I call them bitches.
I can't even go there. I can't. But I'm gonna say lady. So
yeah, y'all
back, you know, on my level. You know, back in the day, I used to walk up to a lady and say, "Hey, you drink brown or white?" And I just give her a drink and just walk off. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't want nothing from you. I don't want your number. I don't want to know your name because about eight dudes over here in your face. I'm gonna give you a drink. I'm gonna walk off.
Oh, Beezy, that's and then so later on, crazy. I did the same thing, bro.
Bro, I'm gonna tell you. I used to walk right. I used to wait about an hour or two by eight dudes. Don't walk up to her. They try to holler at her. They want a number. She playing them to the left. You know, all I'm buying her. Ain't none of them buying the drinks. So I walk back up. You know, about an hour later, I be like, hey, your drink was good. Yeah, it was good. They made it right. Like, yeah, it was good. Blah blah. Are you want another one? Boom, get another one. I walk off. By the end of the night, you know, I'm cool. You know, we good. That's my level of tricking. But how much that hotel cost? $570? I'm talking about $6 drinks, bro.
You took a step further than I did because I didn't give a fuck what she wanted to drink. I was buying house liquor at a $2 shot.
Oh.
And handing them to her.
No.
Like, you like this?
Check me out now. check me out now. I ain't asking what she drank. See, that was part of it. I never asked what she drank. I made that mistake. I learned that early on. First time I asked a lady what she drank in the club. We was in, what club was that on Main Street, Nikki, back in? Dream, was in Dream. Dream. Bro, we was in Dream, bro. I asked her what she was drinking.
We
did get banned from Dream, so we got banned from a lot of places. But she said, Amaretto Sour. My dumb ass. I'm tricking. Hey, what is that term you said, Niggy? Super power tricking. Power tricking on a broke level, bro. I asked her, what you drink? She said, Amaretto Sour. I went my dumb ass to the bar, got the Amaretto Sour. I think that motherfucker was $12, bro. Never again.
Oh, hell no.
Never again. I learned from that, and I asked brown. She make- you like brown or you like white? Because after that, I'm getting house. I just asked you what color you like.
Yeah.
Yeah. You gotta get that liquor, man. I got my
crown of coke. Your ass drinking Benchmark.
Old crow.
Yeah, this shit. You drinking the damn
hell yeah.
You ain't even drinking the shit.
Overflow.
And I ain't talking about.
See, I ain't never get approached like that, so I don't. I can't talk in a situation like that. I usually do the approaching.
Well, you don't go out. Like
yeah, you a homebody.
Or did you?
I am. And plus, people get on my nerves. So, that scene ain't for me. You got to dress up and all of that. And who finna do that?
I'm definitely more of a homebody now. Like, I prefer to just drink in my house. Like, I never run out of Crown Royal in my house, ever. I prefer to drink in my house now, but I ain't gonna lie, that shit used to be fun, boy. I used to take pride in spraying them down 15 pumps of cologne on my ass, boy.
Hell yeah, yeah. Now that's what gives me a motherfucking headache. God damn, I did too much.
Bruh. I sprayed some body spray on the other day. Yeah. I think it was Axe or something. My wife coupons, but she have all these different body sprays. If y'all ever seen my YouTube channel, I'd be spraying them shit in my car as air freshener. But like, bro, I sprayed one of them shit on me the other day just for the hell of it under my bulletproof vest. You know, because it only washes shit like every couple of days. That shit, you got to keep it fresh. I sprayed that shit on there, bro. I said, bro, what the fuck? Why this shit so strong? We used to spray this shit and go in the club? That shit blew my mind. I cannot believe I used to be in clubs with body spray on, boy.
Yeah, everybody.
Thought I'd be fresh too, boy.
Yeah, that shit's crazy.
Fake ass oil and body spray.
And so, and tell you too, bro, first of all, listen, for me, I buy girls drink. I ain't even ask what they drink. But I was a bartender at this one point in time, so I just had an idea, like all women drink something similar. So I was a lot of drink. I ain't even ask. Yeah, and I know too, and I'll tell the bar, hell, if I had to, I'd tell the bartender how to mix the shit. Like, because you're not about to charge me, whatever.
This two shots, four ways, bitch.
And this is how I need to split it. Yeah, I was about to say, just for y'all that don't know, in South Carolina, bro, you can really get them shots, because everywhere else you can't split shots.
Damn right.
Split them thing, bro.
Who you telling?
Yeah, so I had a two shot, four way, give them something fruity. They ain't be sweet. They love me.
I split one shot four ways, goddamn.
Yeah.
Ooh, one boy ruthless.
Y'all think I'm bullshit? No.
That boy got triple second well water in that bitch.
But look, though, I'm gonna tell you how you get off though, because they really can't pull like one shot. They really be, you still get more for your money. They be like, you just cheat. You damn right. I'm not actually getting more liquor because they can't really gauge it. You know what I'm saying? So. But you will get a motherfucker that shoot. I'm not paying for that.
Bro, split them bitches in half and tip good. You will win all night. If it's two shots, split it to four. Tip, you will win all night because them bitches going to be heavy after.
Yeah, y'all stop going to the bar and just buying people shots and shit. I got kids. But next round on you, no, the fuck it ain't. That's my ride home. I got to put that $10 in for gas.
Bro, once again, that's so now it's my turn to say that's so funny that you say that because, bro, I have never liked shots, bro, for that same reason. Bro, buy me a damn crown and coke. Don't buy me no damn shot because when I tip, I want that motherfucking crown to be half of the cup. I'm buying me a damn shot, and I gotta take one shot and be wondering what the hell I'm gonna be doing for the next 20 minutes sitting there with no cup in my hand, bitch.
We did that. Fill my cup. We did that shit in DC last week, man. Motherfucker. I got the first round. Shit, you got the only round. I didn't agree to this shit.
Hell yeah, bitch. Don't sign me up, bitch. Hey, you treat her like, so where they flew at when it went to Bora Bora? Shit, bitch. My head hurts. When that next line I got headache. I got headache, bitch.
I'm bad. Thank y'all. I'll see y'all tomorrow.
What he gonna do? Tell me I gotta pay the tab tomorrow, bitch. I'm gone.
I definitely learned that lesson though. Like I ain't even asked. Like, yeah, no.
First round on me.
You damn
right.
Yeah,
the only one.
Y'all be having to do way too much for these bitches out here.
No. Them days so long.
The one that stuck around.
Oh, okay.
We see on the same level.
Hell yeah.
If I had a son,
see,
I
would teach and then,
bro, because, bro, I spent a lot of money not only in the club.
Boy, listen, boy, my son gonna be so goddamn ready, boy. That shit ain't gonna be funny. If I ever have a son, I'm gonna tell you, he ain't gonna fuck up like I fuck up. Because I can tell you right now, I'd be out somewhere in some Jesus sandals, boy. Talk about how we used to be in the mall every week, creative wrecking down. We been wearing these Vizu jeans and shit, boy. Spending all that money. $20 to get in the club, $40 to get in the club. Boy, kiss my ass, boy. I ain't going to.
Yeah, at least try
20, boy. We used to spend
$20
in college. We used to skip the line. We used to pay $40, $50 to skip the line all the time.
Yeah, at least try to get my ass. Remember, we was down at the bar and all of us linked up?
Hell no. The
bar. And Leaf was working, and he was like, hey, man, he tapped me on the shoulder, hey, man, $40, I slide you in right here, see?
Hell yeah.
I'm like, see, I don't say that. He was like, nigga, I'm with y'all, bro. What you?
I remember that shit.
See, that's real, though, bro.
I might have went to the club like 3 times in my lifetime, and each time I got in that bitch for free. The club opened at 9 o'clock. I'm there at 9:01.
Like if it was free before 12, we might would have got in there before 12 if we could. But by the time you get there at free before 12, the line used to be so long we miss it. So like we used to end up paying. By that time, the VIP might have been 25. You know, it don't jump up till late. So the VIP might have been 25. So not everybody that been in there for 2 hours for free before 12. You know, they didn't hold them off because they damn just want to make this shit look good. But we're like, fuck it, bro. It's free before 12. We can get there at 12. We can pay 25, skip the line. Because if we get there at damn 12:30, that shit going to be 50.
Yep. That's how we.
God, shit.
And then a lot of times they let you go VIP, then you can grab.
Yep, you can bring them up there. You were talking about power tricking.
I think VIP pointless. Because every time I done been in a VIP...
Nah,
I've been looking down at everybody on the floor having a fucking ball, and I'm always the one to leave VIP to go to the floor.
You ain't did it right, bro. You ain't did it right.
I was about to say, bro.
Bro, you got to bring that attention.
You got to bring that part of the VIP.
And then I had to wait. Then I had to wait for somebody to come open my fucking bottle.
You got to bring that attention to you, bro. I look at a picture. I literally just looked at a picture the other day on my Facebook, just being nostalgic, bro. We been VIP in Myrtle Beach at Black Bike. I think we was in college, or either this might have been right after I graduated college, but I think y'all was still in college. And we was VIP at Black Bike Week, bro. DJ B-Law had been on the stage. I can't remember who else was on stage, bro. We was literally like on the stage, like we owned that bitch. I'm talking about it's a picture of me. I don't know if you can see the whole like club, but it's like thousands.
But all I'm gonna say is there's a whole lot of bitches in that group that don't like to hold females accountable for the shit they be damn putting themselves in, and maybe if they do that they wouldn't have to worry about ain't shit niggas so damn much.
I definitely don't think that. And that's all I got to say. Guys can say that. I don't think girls can say that. So it's definitely interesting to hear a female perspective from that side.
Hey, be careful. Be
no problem.
Females, be
ladies. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, if any time y'all want to say something, y'all can say to the women in the group, let me know. I say it.
Hell, we have to.
All right,
y'all. Y'all have a good night.
Thank you, Jamal. Appreciate you coming.